It is time for a check on sports. Of course, Mike Causey on these very slow days because of COVID-19. And basically, we just have football to talk about. Mike's on Monday, Thursdays, and Fridays. All right. In sports, the Lions quarterback, Matthew Stafford, once again has an injury, a partially torn ligament in his throwing hand. He suffered that injury in the first quarter. So we'll have to see what happens with him during the rest of the season. There's no fractures or breaks, and he thinks he's going to get out there and play. So Matthew Stafford injured in that game. Other sports news to take a look at this morning. A former first-round defensive end has been waived after he failed his physical. Tack McKinley. Cincinnati Bengals, they waived him less than a week after claiming off waivers. The team said he failed the physical, but they didn't provide any other details. The Pro Bowl, which I think is in football, the football Pro Bowl should just not be held. They should just have a weekend where they do an all-star show that where they pick the all-stars. They have a reward ceremony. It's televised. Lots of fun and games and giggles because the game's stupid anyway. But the Pro Bowl will play on EA Sports Madden NFL 21 video game. That's right, the real game has been canceled. The NFL opened month-long fan voting for the first virtual Pro Bowl, which could feature players whose team make up the Super Bowl because they won't have to attend and play in real life. Peter O'Reilly, who's the NFL Executive Vice President of Club Business and Events, said the league partners are uniquely positioned to help the NFL make the transformation of this high-profile event to from live to virtual. It's just plain stupid. Just plain stupid. And another interesting check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And that is a Baseball Hall of Famer joining the ownership group of Major League Soccer's Seattle Sounders, Ken Griffey Jr., has become a part owner of that team. And how about the other story that is out of Miami, and that is they have hired a woman to be part of the management and the coaching staff as well. All right. And I guess it's never too early to talk about the Heisman Trophy. There's an interesting look at that this year. There's once again, quarterbacks that lead the look at that. And then the bowl predictions. I still think Clemson should be the number one team. They lost after they had a lot of defensive players out and their lead quarterback out with COVID-19. But they are not. Notre Dame really is right up there in the top three. So we've got the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl. Just a ton of bowls. But there's only four bowls that really tell us what's going to happen in college football. And we've got a little ways to go till we get a better insight on that. All right, that is a quick check of sports this morning. As I said, Mike Causey, only on Monday, Thursday, and Friday. On Tuesday and Wednesday, you get me, Marshall Miles. All right, that is a check on sports.